Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Assistant Secretary for Aging, Josefina Carbonell. Also joining us in our conversation is Brenda Kunkel. Josefina, it seems as though the very definition of retirement is changing. What do you predict for the future of the concept of retirement?
I think with the first wave of baby boomers turning 60 this year, and we know we have two boomers that turned 60, President Bush and Sylvester Stallone, it really is defining the way that we look at age and retirement in this country. I think many people are choosing to continue to work past their age and not necessarily within the same job or same field. So we're looking at people taking pauses in their lives and doing career changes, or actually looking for non-traditional job structures where our people will be working in different lifestyle changes along their lifespan. I think we've talked about boomers and what are the thoughts for the future generations. And I think that as we learn from the past, we need to look towards the future. And I think the best advice is keep healthy. I think your best investment in your later life is to invest early in healthy, adopting healthy lifestyle choices and continuing to live them throughout your lives. And second, most importantly, start saving early and planning early for when you're older. And also give back to your community. I think there's a great opportunity for people to give back, and we know the great value that many of our older people are contributing to communities across this country.
Many of our guests share challenges in making sure that their staff have the best training and skill set for the future. And I think this also ties to retirement and the amount of knowledge that is typically lost in organizations that have high rates of retirement. What is the administration doing to attract and retain highly qualified employees and to stem the tide of this brain drain?
I think the most important thing is that we looked at the appropriate mix of staff. I think the strategic human capital investments have been very important for us, and they have really driven our reauthorization proposals and the principles of reauthorization, and that is to really retool our organization and agency from an agency that just did grants to an agency that's really leading change in long-term care reform, but most importantly, giving people and consumers the right information so they can have better choices to remain independent. So the capacity of the shift in the strategic investments in our staffing, not only at the federal level, but also at the state and local level, has been critical. I'd like to say that employers, I think in general, in both in the private and public sectors, really will be facing a great brain drain as a large segment of our workforce begins to retire. So this will create a powerful incentive, really, for employers to identify new ways of retaining, of retraining and retooling older workers and recruiting older workers. I think that certainly that's an opportunity for looking at some of the recent surveys that have come out from MetLife that found that half of adults age 50 and 70 want to do jobs that help improve the quality of life in their communities. And I think that that's another wonderful opportunity to be able to actually attract a whole core of people to come in to the federal workforce as an opportunity.
That's fantastic. Josefina, you just have a wonderful personal career, and I have to ask you that there's probably many people out there who are interested in contributing in this field. And so my question to you is, what advice could you give to a person who's really interested in a career in public service or in community service?
Well, I think we need to continue to look at an America in transition. I think that the 21st century offers us some great opportunities and great challenges. I think that it's a wonderful time, a unique time to be in public service. I think more and more the business of government, there seems to be a thin transformation of that dividing line between private sector, doing the government's business and government doing its government business. And I think that that it's coming closer together. And it doesn't necessarily need to be in conflict with each other. I see the opportunities for great public services, whether you're serving in that capacity in a government role or an inherent government capacity, or you're serving in that role in the public sector as a private sector contractor to a government agency.
That's wonderful. Unfortunately, we reached the end of our time, and so that'll have to be my last question. I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule, but more importantly, Brendan and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the public and to our country in the roles that you've held at the Department of Health and Human Services.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and thank you for this wonderful opportunity to be with you. I think if I may, I'd like to, obviously, as my role as the chief aging advocate in this country, is to make sure that, you know, all of us have caregiving responsibilities. We either have our own families that we're trying to struggle our jobs and struggle to deal with our loved ones as they age, relatives or relatives-in-law. And I would like to put in a plug for our elder care locator number, which is what we're trying to do, is improve the access of information to resources and support so people can get the right choices to remain at home. And that number is 1-800-677-1116, or the elder care internet site, which is www.eldercare.gov.
Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Assistant Secretary for Aging at the Department of Health and Human Services, Josefina Carbonell. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. As you enjoy the rest of the day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.